calling all members of the in crowd. If you want to get in on the action, we want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com, or slide in our DMs on IG @faderoutepodcast, or drop us a line on X @faderoutednz. You can find us on Facebook, The Fade Route with DNZ. We're on Spreaker. We're on YouTube, The Fade Route with DNZ. Catch our videos. Like, subscribe, share, tell your friends, and spread the word. It's the In Route, where friends of the show get a special segment with us. Want to be part of the action? Want to be the newest member of the In Crowd? You know what to do. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com, or slide in those DMs on Fade Route Podcast on IG, or hit that Twitter, FaderouteDNZ.
Joining us on the In Route, we have former SPAC and Kill head coach Clinton D'Souza. Thanks for coming on, Clinton.
Thanks for having me. Always fun to talk about my New York teams.
Welcome back, coach.
He's happy about his New York teams.
How could you not
be? We'll start you off with this. The New York Knicks are up 2-0, heading down to Philly, feeling pretty good about themselves. How are they maintaining success without Julius Randle?
Role players, man. This team's got a lot of grit, got a lot of resilience, got a lot of heart. Their best player, in my opinion, has been Josh Hart. Just like his all-around game and hitting some big threes, facilitating the offense. I mean, they've taken Jalen Brunson out of the game. So they're really, he's hitting his shots when needed, I guess. He got that lucky bounce. But honestly, it's DiVincenzo. It was Deuce McBride. It was Hartenstein. So those role players are outplaying the role players on the 76ers. I mean, it's Embiid and Maxey, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's it. And Hardenstein's going to have to be a guy they're going to have to bring back now.
Definitely.
Jalen is struggling with his shot, but he's drawing attention. And the other guys are stepping up and making plays because of that. And that's exactly what you want. You couldn't ask for anything more.
Absolutely. And I give them a lot of credit because, when they started to foul and Kyle Lowry was going to the free throw line, I'm like, oh man, all right, 1-1, let's do this. They obviously didn't think that. They didn't think that.
But the thing is like, I was talking to Z earlier in the show on how many times have you been on the other side of what happened last night? How many times have you been the team that didn't get the lucky bounce? That, the team scored 8 points in 30 seconds and you've seen 100 of those games and lost them. And last night
a 10-year-old, 11-year-old kid watching Reggie Miller do the choke sign to Spike Lee. Yes, absolutely.
So we know Jalen Brunson has only been a Knick for 2 years, but how far is he creeping up the all-time Knick ladder? Has he passed Melo? Has he passed LJ? Where would you rank him at this moment?
Man, me and my brothers were all texting last night just like about the former Knicks being there and John Starks basically cheering on the court.
I got to get in that group chat.
Yeah. And, yes.
John Starks was fired up. Fired up.
But no other NBA franchise has, has that kind of energy with former players. Like I saw Stephon Marbury put out a video today that they almost treat it like it's their alma mater, like they went to school there, and they want to see, they're thirsty for success. Where Jalen Brunson is, in my opinion, he has to do it in the playoffs. John Starks, it was hit or miss for him, but he got us to a finals. LJ making that big shot in the playoffs, so to me he's definitely a regular season stud and someone who, without him, we're nowhere near the second seed. Maybe not even in the playoffs, really. But he's now got to, and they're taking him away. And I give 76ers credit, but he's got to find a way to go better than 8 for 26.
Yeah. But let's face it. Embiid is hurt. Jimmy Butler's out. Zion Williamson is hurt. Giannis is hurt. Will making the NBA Finals this year mean as much, knowing so many teams limped into the playoffs in the East this year?
If they make the Finals, legit, I don't care who's hurt. After I dealt with Aaron Rodgers and a torn Achilles and Julius Randle playing with my heartstrings all season and then just, you know, tearing them apart at the end. Nah. I don't want to hear nothing. I don't want to hear the 76ers saying they called timeout or that the refs did this. All that garbage, they can talk.
There was a lot of contact at the end of that game, right? There was a lot of contact.
Yeah, well, watch how Maxi got the ball. He pushed Josh Hart straight in the chest.
I think Maxi traveled, too. I don't know why anybody didn't call it travel. He fell on the ground.
It's the NBA. They don't call travel in the NBA.
Oh, right.
The chatter about the refs, all the chatter about that last play. They had a chance. DiVincenzo missed the first three. No one boxed out.
Of course he did.
No one talks about that. How about that, Nick Nurse? Nah, I don't play with that. That's loser mentality.
Unfortunately, it's loser mentality. It's backed up by the NBA 2-minute report. So that's the thing. It's out there now. So that's the BS that we have to live with. So, you know, the whining and the crying is one thing, but when you're crying, that just rubs me the wrong way. But speaking of whining and crying, start spreading the news.
Yeah.
He left on Monday. Denver. Hi. Zach Wilson is no longer a Jet. He's no longer a part of the organization. Zach Wilson is gone. So, after three miserable seasons, the Jets were able to trade him to the Broncos. Four scraps, and they had to kick in a pick on top of it. So Wilson and a pick.
And they had to pay half his salary.
And they had to pay half his salary. I forgot. Yes, that too. Yes. Yes. So what will you remember most about the Zach Wilson error?
Yeah. Yeah. They couldn't even give him away for free. Did you say error or era? Because I'm gonna call it a big error. Honestly, this is the one statement that Joe Douglas has, like, in my book. He's had some moments where I'm like, wow, he pulls off these free agent deals, pulls off the Aaron Rodgers thing, pulls off an epic draft in 2022. But man, he got the quarterback wrong. Honestly, Zach Wilson's best story is that he was a MILF hunter. Like, I don't know. There's nothing on the field that he did that I'm like, whoa, his pro day at BYU is still his best throw. So, yeah, good riddance, goodbye, good luck. You know, if Jared Stidham beats him out, everything was true.
He could wear the fuck out of a headband. There we go. There it is.
That's true. Yes.
So the draft is imminent. It's on Thursday. And experts say that this is a deep quarterback wideout draft. So who do you hope is on the board for the Jets to take at number 10?
Wow. So my heart wants an offensive tackle or Marvin Harrison Jr. I know the top tackle, Joe Alt, would have to be a trade-up. I know Marvin Harrison Jr. would have to be a trade-up. I would be okay with Brock Bowers. I think we've never had a legit tight end weapon. Tyler Conklin's okay, but he's not like anything, a superstar. I think Brock would be great with Aaron if Aaron plays. So, you know, it's a solid pick. He's a blocker and a receiver, so kind of a mixture of both. But I don't know. I don't necessarily trust the Jets to get this right. I do think they probably trade out to get more draft capital.
That's fair. I mean,
if Bo Nix is there at 10.
No. What are you nuts? No. You trade back and get him in the fourth round where he's gonna get back.
Where the real quarterbacks play.
Oh yeah. My God. They did this with Jordan Love. We've seen this before. We've seen Aaron Rodgers' reaction to that. So I don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah. I know he knows that we're going to need a young quarterback, but right now they are fully invested into win now with the old people mode. So they just got to just go all in with it. You got Tyron.
What year is
Tyron
this?
Tyron Smith and Morgan Moses as your tackles. And you got Tyrod Taylor and Aaron Rodgers as your quarterbacks. Like, just go. Just go with
seriously,
this is
what year
it,
is this?
Or it's not.
And like, we oh rebuild my God. Again. What is, oh, Jesus. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know, exactly.
So, Coach, we'll get you ahead here on this. You know football talent better than the average person, and you sent many guys to D1 football. So, we think you got the eye. So, who do you think will be the first five picks in the draft? And feel free to move teams around via trade. So, the floor is yours. Your top five.
Okay, so I am hearing the Giants are looking to trade up to draft Drake May. I do, in my opinion, I think Drake May is the better quarterback. Maybe I'm just very much burned and biased against USC quarterbacks at this point. I hate them. So I'm glad the Jets aren't picking in the top five, because if we pick Caleb Williams, I'd be very angry. But I do think the Bears pick Caleb Williams. They traded Justin Fields away. Makes sense for them. I would be hard pressed for Washington to trade with the Giants. So unless the Giants are willing to mortgage the rest of their life for Drake May, I don't think that's happening. So Drake May goes to Washington. I could see, in my opinion, I think Jaden Daniels is more of a wild card. I don't think his frame is an NFL frame quite yet. He's got to hit the weight room. So I think the Patriots go J.J. McCarthy and surprise some people. At four, I think the Cardinals get their next Larry Fitzgerald and they get Marvin Harrison Jr. I think they go – the Chargers go Joe Alt because they got to protect Justin Herbert. So I think that's how the five shake out if there's no trades. But I wouldn't be surprised if the Giants start sniffing around those areas, especially if Washington goes Jaden Daniels.
Solid. And you think any of the big trades, any of the big rumors happen? Because we know that the Vikings are sniffing around Herbert instead of moving up in the draft. And there's idea that somehow Marvin Harrison is sliding back. Do you buy into any of this at this point?
I mean, I would love Marvin Harrison to slide back, personally, but I don't buy into that. I think he's a legit stud and a game changer at a wide receiver one. I would be interested to see the Vikings try to make that play. I have a good friend who's a Vikings fan who's actually very excited about Sam Darnold. So go figure. I don't know.
He's not the only one.
I can see them trying to.
I think you have a jersey for him.
I have a black Jet jersey he could have. So the idea of them messing around and trying to get Justin Herbert, I don't know. Like, that's if, Harbaugh go gets his guy at J.J. McCarthy. So, it really. It depends on how that shakes out. If they get J.J. McCarthy, yeah, they're moving on from Justin Herbert, no doubt about it.
Well, I mean, we don't have much longer to wait, thankfully, and it's all going to shake out.
I know.
So get your popcorn ready, and we will be on the couch for this, unless anybody's planning on going to a draft party. So that's going to be...
Nah, I'm not going to this.
No, thank you.
Knicks are playing at the same time, so I'm going to have the draft on my phone and the Knicks on the TV because this wasn't – why do they need two nights off in the NBA? Makes no sense to me. It's Philly. You can drive a bus there.
No. It's 100% right. And you're 100% – you could.
You could drive a bus there.
You could. You can take the app. You could be there in a few hours.
Yeah. Well, it's ridiculous.
In the infinite wisdom of the NBA, it's another but former Spack and Kill head coach Clinton D'Souza, thank you for coming on, joining the In Crowd again. And if you guys want to be a member and join us on the In Route, hit us up faderoutemail@gmail.com or slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast, or drop us a line on X at faderoutednz. Coach Clinton D'Souza, thanks for coming on, brother, and we will definitely talk again soon.
All right. Can't wait. When the Knicks make the finals, I'll be your special guest. Yeah.
Consider it booked. Guys.
Our insider.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word, spread it wide.